From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Strut, in Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Strut was a young hedgehog with flour on her nose. She wasn't fully grown, but her apron was. It had big pockets, and every pocket held a measuring cup, a spoon, or a little card of scribbled numbers. Her spines were dusted white. Her paws smelled of cinnamon. Tucked in her apron was her most important tool, a recipe card, laminated so the batter wouldn't smudge it, with a small hand-drawn diagram in the corner. The diagram wasn't a picture of bread. It was a set of scales. 2 cups flour, to 1 cup water, to 1 spoon salt. 3 amounts, balanced against each other. Strut built a special kind of bridge. Not of wood or stone, a bridge between math and cooking. Because a recipe, she'd learned, isn't really a list of amounts. It's a ratio, a balance, and the balance is the thing that has to stay true. Strut hadn't always known that. She learned it the hard way, on the day she tried to make a double batch. The town bake sale was coming. Her little recipe fed 4. She needed it to feed 8. "Easy," young Strut said. "Just make it bigger." So she scooped in twice the flour and twice the water. And because 2 spoons of salt seemed like an awful lot of salt, she left the salt at 1 spoon. Bigger bread, same salt. Fine. It was not fine.
The bread came out flat and strange, gluey in the middle and oddly sweet flat on the tongue. It hadn't risen right. It didn't taste like her bread at all. Strut stared at the sad loaf, baffled. She had made it bigger. She doubled it. How could doubling the whole thing wreck it? An old badger baker named Mr. Proof, who had watched 100 young bakers make this exact mistake, leaned over the counter. "You didn't double the whole thing," he said, not unkindly. "You doubled the flour and the water, but you left the salt alone, so you broke the balance." "It's just a little salt," Strut protested. "It's not about the amount," said Mr. Proof. "It's about the ratio. Your bread was 2 flour, 1 water, 1 salt, a balance. When you doubled the batch, you changed the size, but you have to keep the balance. Everything scales together, or nothing does." He slid her diagram back to her, the little scales in the corner of the card. "Look what you actually want," he said. "Not the same salt, the same balance. 4 cups flour now, so 2 cups water. So how many spoons salt to keep it 2:1:1? Strut looked at the scales. Doubled flour. To keep the balance, everything on the card had to double at the same time, including the part that had felt like too much. 2 spoons of salt, she said slowly. Because if the flour doubled, the salt has to double, or the balance tips. That's the bridge, said Mr. Proof. A recipe is a ratio. Cooks are doing proportion math with their paws every single day, whether they know it or not. Scale it up, scale it down, cut it in half for 2 friends. As long as every ingredient changes by the same amount, the balance holds and the bread comes out right. Change one thing on its own, and the whole loaf knows. Strut mixed a new batch. 4 flour, 2 water, 2 salt. The same balance, twice the size. It rose tall and golden and tasted exactly, perfectly, like her bread. Just more of it.
Strut sat with the warm loaf cooling in front of her and felt something settled that had been knotted up all afternoon. It hadn't been about salt. It had been about seeing the balance underneath the amounts, the ratio that was the real recipe, hiding behind the cups and spoons. The flat, embarrassed sting of the ruined loaf softened into something steadier and much better, the quiet, grounded ease of understanding why it worked, not just that it worked. She could double it now, or have it, or make enough for the whole town,
and she'd never be afraid of it again, because she wasn't following steps anymore. She was keeping a balance true. And that, it turned out, felt calm all the way down. "Same balance," she said softly, brushing flour off her nose, "just a different size." And she felt a warm, glad contentment settle over her, easy and light. The calm, sure comfort of a young baker who would never be afraid of a recipe again.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Strut. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.